Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
Last week, there was a vigil in North Tonawanda for Charlie Kirk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it came together pretty quick. It was organized by Danielle and Michelle, and from my understanding, one of them is a Turning Point affiliate here in the area. So they did it at Gretwick Park on the waterfront. It was very beautiful, very somber. Obviously, after that national tragedy and what we all saw, and I thought it was refreshing because there was all kinds of walks of life that were in attendance. There was about a couple hundred people, and the message that was shared that evening through the program was not only about the life and legacy of Charlie himself, but kind of this overarching theme, this umbrella of taking stock and what it means to be American and to hold those traditions and values, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of expression, to hold those near and dear to us. It was just a very reflective evening, and I'm appreciative that I was able to attend and see that firsthand.
And it was peaceful. There was no protesters, no one cutting through like we saw in some of these other vigils.
It was peaceful. I didn't see any issues during my duration down there. There was no issues whatsoever. Which is we're all very thankful for.
You know, Joe, obviously the theme of unity has come up since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And, you know, just talking with people who disagree with you, you know, agreeing to disagree. And I have to say, in North Tonawanda, the two men you have running for mayor of North Tonawanda, there couldn't be a more civil campaign. I mean, I've had them both on this show multiple times, and you know, they don't want to get into the weeds. They don't want to go into the gutter. They just, you know, they say why they think they're a better choice, but actually have nice things to say about each other. I think North Tonawanda is setting the example.
Yeah, I mean, we're a small, you know, tight knit community here, Joe. I know you're aware of that, and we, you know, it's a small town mentality. We all know each other. And we all try to be respectful of one another. And at the local level, I always remind people, residents, voters, whoever I'm talking to, you know, when you go door to door, they, well, are you Republican or Democrat? Are you conservative or liberal? And I say, you know, I tell them I'm Republican, I'm conservative. But at the local level, it shouldn't be about party, especially because the issues that we handle at the local level, they impact, you know, impact us all. You know, that pothole out in the street, you know, having a good program for the rec department, for your kids, safe streets, safe schools, all that kind of stuff. We all want that. And you know, if we look at the macro, I think people could take a lesson from what we're doing here in NT.
Now, Joe, some other issues out in NT that's making the news is this coyote issue. You search North Tonawanda on Google, it's coming up coyotes. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, I guess there's been some coyote sightings happening in the area. From my understanding, City Hall has set up a response form on the city website to report the sightings, and they'll, I believe, dispatch some sort of information to the DEC for a trapping and whatnot to handle that. So I know it's that time of year, and people get concerned for the safety of their pets and kids and whatnot. You know, I actually heard that the other night going door to door. So we're keeping on top of those things. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, I mentioned before, it affects us all. And we're all just trying to work together and do our part on something like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, that just, I saw a raccoon in the street yesterday, and I went running. But coyotes, this is a normal thing for North Tonawanda?
I would say it happens every so often. Every couple of years, there's a sighting, and people, you know, they become more aware, more alert. You know, NT, we have a lot of foxes running around, all kinds of wildlife here in NT. But, you know, we're just doing what's necessary for precautions and just putting it out there to make the residents aware of what's going on and what steps they can take and, you know, just to be mindful out there.
Joe, you know, obviously it's a campaign, an election season in North Tonawanda. You know, North Tonawanda, Amherst, the city of Buffalo. I mean, there's a lot of local elections going on. When you focus in on this campaign, what are the major issues in North Tonawanda? What are people? What's in your opinion bringing people to the polls?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, when I've been talking to residents these past couple of months, Joe, it's been all about affordability, and not even locally, but at state level. You know, people, especially in New York State, I feel like we're in a race to the bottom between California for the cost of living. And, you know, between the CLCPA, the climate mandates, people are starting to see their utility bills skyrocket. You know, I think, what was that, $270 billion budget this year, just unfunded mandates. And, you know, at the local level, we can't really do much about what's going on at the state level, obviously. That's all in the hands of our state representatives. But, you know, the council, especially having the power of the purse strings, we try to do our best to insulate ourselves from stuff like this and what we can do in our realm to not burden the taxpayers even more. I mean, there's some things that we've been working on for the last few years. I know one of them is, you know, we're looking about years to date over the last 4 years. About $4 million in savings. You know, we pursued a new healthcare administrator for City Hall for that, you know, and prioritizing projects and addressing things that need to be done first and just being smart about those kinds of things. And, you know, we're, you know, working bipartisanly with the mayor and, you know, the budget process, he proposes it to us and then we take a look and we vote on it. And, you know, we found some savings over the last 4 years I've been there and, you know, we were able to still increase our reserves back up to $3 million. So it's a team effort, you know, the executive, the legislative, and the department heads at the city. And, you know, things like that are the big issues, I would say, is affordability and just keeping the quality of life here, you know, good.
Joe, what would you say is the layout of North Tonawanda, right? Because you have, is it all Republicans other than Tylik in government right now in North Tonawanda?
Yes, so the council is 5-0 Republican, our city clerk treasurer is Republican, and the mayor is the only elected Democrat official.
How does that work out?
You know, it's politics, right? So I would say personally, I have a decent working relationship with the mayor. I know there's a couple things we've worked bipartisanly on. One of them was this issue about a concern of these high energy, industrial energy projects coming into the city. And we worked together on a policy on a local law that was able to protect the neighborhoods and residential areas from, you know, industrial solar, wind, hydro, nuclear, those types of things. You know, and obviously we have a lot of disagreement on things and how things should be done or policy and whatnot. But I could say, I think everybody that walks in the city hall, they're there to do what's right for the residents. And I'm willing to work with anybody I have to do what's right for the residents. And it does make, though, for a certainly interesting dynamic.
Joe, you know, last time we talked to Mayor Tylock, I believe it was when there was this discussion about a mini reactor for the, I think it's the crypto plant. There was the nuke question about nuclear energy. Did that go anywhere? Is that still up for discussion? What's going on with the proposed nuclear mini reactor in North Tonawanda?
As far as the nuclear reactor, there hasn't been any movement on that. That I'm aware of. There has been nothing that's come before the city. I know we're continuing to work on the noise issue at the plants, but that noise issue is not only for that, but it's for a lot of things going around the city and giving our police department and code enforcement the tools they need, whether it's people complaining about the noise from the Bitcoin mining, or, you know, their neighbors having a wild party or a loud motorcycle exhaust, that kind of thing. So, you know, we're working on new ordinances, new codes. We this year procured the certificates and the readers to enforce those codes in court. So, you know, we're moving forward on this. You know, this ties into the quality of life issues that I mentioned before. So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on regarding that, you know, business.
Joe Marenka, he is alderman in the 3rd Ward of North Tonawanda, running for re-election in November. And so is every seat up this year for re-election, Joe?
The only two that are not up are one of the aldermen at large and the city clerk treasurer. The 3 ward aldermen and the other at large and the mayor are the ones that are up in November.
So big elections coming up in these odd year local elections. That's where the focus is. Joe, appreciate you giving us some time this Sunday morning.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.